One of the things that's happened to me throughout the years that I've been a priest, and especially as a pastor, people will come up to me, usually older people, and usually men, and will say, "You need to talk about fire and brimstone more. The world, I'll just say, they say is going downhill." That's not the way they put it. It's going somewhere in a handbasket. You need to give a little more fire and brimstone. Why don't you do that? I'll say, "Well, I was ordained to do what Jesus did, and Jesus didn't do that. Jesus didn't preach fire and brimstone. He preached the love of God, and that we should live up to that love." But there's a truth in what those old guys, they're older than me, there's a truth about what those old guys are saying. Because when we moved from fear as the primary motivator for being good, you better be good or you're going to hell. When we moved from that to trying to come to the message of Jesus that the Father of us all loves each of us so deeply that if we come to believe that love, as I said a week or two ago in the homily, we will live up to that love and we will be good people. But when we made that transition, part of Jesus' message got lost. And here's where I do agree with those old guys. We don't talk nearly enough about accountability. Jesus did talk about accountability. If you remember, the steward was squandering his money, and he called him to give an account. If you read the end of Matthew's gospel, the Son of Man is going to gather everyone, the sheep on his right, the goats on his left, and he's going to say to them, "Because you did this, inherit the kingdom. Because you didn't do the works of justice, you're going to be held accountable." Whenever we love someone, we hold them accountable. Any of you who are good parents know that in loving your kids, you have to teach them to be accountable for their actions. That's the way of teaching them the truth. Because the truth of life is if we live right life well, it ends with happiness. If we end life and live life without many rules or without much discipline or doing whatever we want to do, our life doesn't turn out well. To love our kids is to teach them accountability. So love and accountability are not opposites. And we really need to come back to that, because the world does not talk about accountability very much. We don't hold too many people accountable for their behavior. The Word of God today is about that. This is the last week of the church year. Technically, it's next week on the Feast of Christ the King. But on the Feast of Christ the King, we celebrate Jesus' kingship over the world for those of us who have tried to make him the center of our life. But this week, like each year, these kind of dire readings come up. But they're readings about accountability. When the Jewish people had been taken into exile by the Babylonians, and they were there long enough that they had really picked up a lot of the pagan ways of the Babylonians. And the priests of the Jewish people at that time weren't particularly accountable either. So they didn't really challenge them the way they needed to be challenged. And when they did that, then a great prophet like Malachi has to say, the God of justice is coming, and those who are not doing the right thing will be reduced to stubble. But those who fear the Lord, those who try to be good people, have nothing to fear, because it won't come as fire. It'll come as the warm rays of sun to bring comfort and show us our sinfulness to repent. In the second reading, when Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, like many people in the early church, thought that Jesus' return was going to be in about 5, 10, 15 years. So some of them said, you know, why should we work so hard all our life? If we're going to work so hard all our life, he's coming in 5 or 10 years anyway. We don't have to do that. So they were sitting around doing nothing and mooching food off of everybody else. And Paul says, wait. He said, follow me. He says, you know, I've worked hard every day, and I could have taken free food as the one who preached to you, but I didn't do that. I worked hard. And he says, I just want to tell you, if you don't work, don't eat. Period. He's holding them accountable. In the gospel, when Jesus predicts the fall of the temple in the year 70, when all this did happen, that the whole Jerusalem temple was destroyed except that west wall, the Wailing Wall that still stands there. But the disciples keep saying, when is this going to happen? When's going to happen? And Jesus says, that's not the question. The question is not, when is it going to happen? The question is, are you going to be ready when it happens? I want you to be accountable at the end. I want you to know that you have nothing to fear if you're being accountable. The end of the world, whether it's the end of your world and mine when we die, or whether it's the end of the whole world, the only ones who have anything for whom this should be scary are people who are not being just, who are not being kind, who don't let the Spirit of God flow through them. But for those of us who are trying our best to live as good disciples of God, we have nothing to fear. So no fire and brimstone from me. Maybe. No, not from him either, because he agrees with me, that's not the message of Jesus.